children must be helped to acquire those communicative skills which are needed in living a satisfying life. One of the necessary skills is reading. Learning to read is an individualized process. Each child must learn to read in his own way, and each child needs help with his own specific problems. Children are grouped for reading on the basis of purpose and interest, as well as on the basis of instructional needs. Children learn to read best when reading is purposeful. This boy is reading his own story to the class. Here is research reading in science on a primary level. These girls are learning to follow written directions, and reading, therefore, has added meaning to them. Here, reading is a key to understanding the past. This teacher uses the daily paper to develop the skills necessary for the reading of newspapers and promote interest in current events. Independent reading in the area of one's own interest is a most satisfying experience. In a reading corner, the children choose from a variety of books which were borrowed from the school central library. Knowing how to find information is important, and this school provides time and facilities for children to do research and recreational reading. The school librarian talks intimately and informally with the children about books and guides them in making a wise selection. Pupils assist at the charging desk in this library. This kind of work helps children develop as responsible individuals and extends their knowledge and appreciation of books. Writing is another necessary skill in the communication of ideas. To communicate by writing, children must learn to coordinate their hand movements, develop a sense of rhythm and direction, and understand letter formation. When skill in writing develops and experiences are stimulating, writing is fun. A typewriter with large type provides some primary children with another medium for recording their thoughts and also helps them with spelling and reading. Children make up their own stories and the teacher assists with the spelling of needed words. This child helps herself with spelling by using her own word file. And in this case, a child turns to a picture dictionary for help. This teacher and her pupils have set up guides which allow the children to be self-directive in making corrections. The satisfaction that comes from checking one's own progress is a great incentive to good work. Effective speaking and listening are necessary to the sharing of ideas. When a social studies problem is underway in this room, each child is responsible for presenting information to the class. The making of a report involves the organization and evaluation of ideas and employs the skills of reading and speaking, listening and observing. Activities such as these build self-confidence. The tape recorder is used in this room to help children evaluate their speech. The children are becoming aware of their speech patterns and are working to improve them.
Don't you wish you could have been with us yesterday, which was Saturday? We had an Easter egg hunt over in the schoolyard. We were going to the park, but that was too far, and we could not get enough cars to take us. We used a little egg for the prize. Beverly found the little egg and received a box of jelly beans. Everyone was yelling, "Give me some." The last scene of Beverly was under a mob of children crying, "Let me up."
Pupils correct each other. They are getting experience in objective criticism, helpful criticism from which all the children benefit. Here, speech improvement is carried on in another way. The children practice in small groups, one child helping another. Mathematics is a communicative art, for it communicates quantitative ideas. Necessary to the learning of arithmetic is the appreciation of the usefulness of numbers. In this room, experiences are provided through which children can use various number processes and apply numbers to real-life situations. The children also learn the important role arithmetic plays in community living, such as the value of money, interest, and accurate record keeping. At this bank, pupils make real deposits, which are later transferred to savings accounts in the Citibank. A concrete experience like this helps little children see meaning in numbers. These boys and girls are getting the concept of fractional parts. Once meanings have been established, practice becomes purposeful, and here a class is perfecting a needed skill. There is individual as well as group instruction. At times, each child needs special guidance, and at an individual conference, the teacher gives help where it is most needed. The clarification of a troublesome step can do much to restore a child's confidence in his own ability. The making and reading of graphs is a necessary skill in seeing relationships. Graphs are used to tell a numerical story. Numbers reflect social problems, and these children are using classroom data as source material for their graph work. All the skills needed for communicating ideas should be explored by teacher and pupils. Reading, writing and speaking, listening and observing, and the use of numbers. The Good School Program provides students with stimulating situations which bring into play all their abilities as they learn and use the arts of communication. In the Good Elementary School, there are rich and varied opportunities for children to broaden their interests and discover new ones. These upper grade girls are engaged in many activities appropriate to their desire to participate more effectively in the home. Through the preparation of food, children learn good nutritional principles. Helping to prepare and serve a meal is one of the responsibilities of family living. Experiences in the home care of the sick, appropriate to the pupil's maturity level, help prepare them for home emergencies. Personal appearance is important to adolescents, and girls at this stage of their development are much concerned with ways of improving their clothing. These girls are learning the skills necessary to clothing care and clothing selection. The teacher is helping the girls get an eye for color as one means of knowing how to look their best. Young children also can explore and develop interest in the home arts. These children are getting the first steps involved in the baking of bread. They are getting the feel of the dough and are learning what it will do. There is much satisfaction in trying something new. In this classroom, children are getting experiences in sewing. The small girl is learning how to use the sewing machine by working with an older girl. In shop activities, children have a chance to discover and explore their many aptitudes and interests in the industrial arts. Many manipulative activities are also possible within the classroom with only simple equipment and tools. Children not only are learning the qualities of various kinds of materials, but also how to use them. Being able to construct useful objects gives children a feeling of accomplishment. And skill in making repairs to home appliances is important in all daily living. Ideas and feelings are expressed in many ways, through playing house in a miniature playhouse, or a large playhouse. The children reveal their attitudes towards family relationships and home life. Creative living takes place when the children make, select, and arrange their own furnishings and colors. The arts give quality to living and provide children with varied forms of expression. Painting is one of children's first means of expressing an individual idea that can be read back. Painting also can serve to stimulate imagination or to express a feeling or a fancy. Here, children are giving their interpretation of a story by translating it into a mural. And here, children are expressing a feeling for original design and color through weaving. Through the plastic arts, children can satisfy an urge to mold and build. And at times, art can be used to release physical energy. Greater creative power and increased skill in execution are characteristics of growth. These older children are making objects of good design, which will be both useful and permanent. Boys and girls realize a desire to create by weaving intricate patterns. And here, complex ideas and relationships are finding expression in art. In the good school, each child is helped to find the medium that satisfies him. Group singing gives children confidence in their singing voices and encourages participation. School band provides another outlet for music expression. A rhythm band is one part of the total rhythmic program. Thank you. The medium of dramatics gives full range to visual and auditory expression. In the fine arts, as in the practical arts, children's interests are broadened, their aesthetic as they create.
Characters are Cinderella, Fairy Godmother, Coachman, and Two Footmen.
I wish I could go to the ball. My stepsisters and my stepmother have gone, but, oh, I have so much work to do.
Don't cry, Cinderella. You'll spoil your pretty eyes.
Who are you, lovely lady?
I'm your fairy godmother, my dear, and I'm going to send you to the ball.
Oh, not really.
Yes, really.
But how can you? I have no coach, horses, or even a decent dress to wear.
I guess you don't know the way of fairy godmothers. Fetch me that pumpkin by the pantry door. Now, watch the magic wand. Now then, run into the kitchen and bring me the mousetrap by the bread box.
Look, fairy godmother, there are 6 little mice in it.
Even so, let them out one at a time and watch the magic wand.
My dearest godmother, look, 6 white horses with hoofs of gold.
Exactly. A princess must have the very best.
Am I really a princess?
Why, of course you are. The loveliest in all the land.